This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
Crime and incarceration is only a manifestation of the failed policies and the neglect of our government to address the needs of the people of the state of Louisiana.
Tempers flared at Thursday's next-to-last meeting of the Justice Reinvestment Task Force as district attorneys objected to some of the panel's findings and proposed recommendations.
We're going to have to oppose the proposed release of parole eligibility for violent criminals.
Louisiana DA's Association Director Pete Adams began. He was referring to proposals to lower the age and time served to be eligible for geriatric parole, as well as a recommendation to prohibit life without parole sentences for juvenile offenders. The task force has been working with Pew Research to gather data to guide their recommendations. Ascension Assumption and St. James Parish's DA Ricky Babin took issue with one of Pew's conclusions, that 86% of those that enter the prison system are unnecessarily incarcerated for nonviolent offenses.
What about someone who's committed 27, 28 burglaries? Do we put those in prison? That's nonviolent. But when's enough enough? At some point in time, there's nothing else you can do. It's about protecting the rights of the people who are playing by the rules. Who do you trust when it comes to determining who's dangerous in your community? Sheriff and his deputies? And your district attorney and his assistants? Or do you trust Pew or any other statistical monitor that you're providing?
The task force meets again March 16th to finalize their recommendations to overhaul the state criminal justice system during this spring's legislative session. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.